Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Murder on the Lynx by Agatha Christie, published in 1923. Today is all about love, loyalty, and betrayal. Captain Hastings is on his way home to London from France when he meets a mischievous girl and is smitten. But he doesn't learn her name and instead calls her Cinderella. When Hastings arrives home, his flatmate, Hercule Poirot, receives a strange letter from a man named Renault in France, pleading for his assistance. At a loose end, Poirot packs his bags and heads over on the next ferry from Dover along with Captain Hastings. When they arrive in Merlinville, they are too late. Mr. Renault is already dead, murdered the night before after a home invasion by two foreigners who also tied up his wife. Renault's body is found stabbed in a shallow grave in the new golf course under construction next to his house. Poirot is determined to solve the murders, but he is one of many investigators all determined to solve the mystery for themselves, including the celebrated Detective Giraud all the way from Paris. But the murder is not as straightforward as they first think. The mystery thickens as Poirot and Hastings hear about Mr. Renault's unknown female visitor before his murder, how Mr. Renault's son has not gone to Buenos Aires as thought, and then a second body is found. And if that's not enough, Cinderella reappears, and Poirot is reminded of a similar murder 20 years earlier. But what is the connection? This is the second Agatha Christie novel featuring Hercule Poirot, and compared to the first one, The Mysterious Affair at Styles, this is where we really get to see the Poirot we all know and love. Faced with competition from other policemen, we begin to see the vain Poirot's signature arrogance and pig-headedness. We also get Poirot's catchphrase of the little grey cells. On the other hand, Captain Hastings is a bit of a fool. While good friends with Poirot, Hastings is enamoured with the famous Detective Giraud from Paris and begins to question Poirot's methods. Hastings is easily distracted by a pretty face, and his love for the ladies actually hampers the case rather than helps. The murder at the Lynx is also where Agatha Christie's genius for plots really begins to shine. The murder itself is quite complex. The Renault home invasion is remarkably similar to a crime 20 years earlier. And of course, the lives of the Renaults are exceedingly complex, and the finger of blame moves from one person to another as further facts are revealed. There are mistresses and girlfriends, blackmail, rewritten wills, a homeless stranger, assumed identities, bodies stabbed after death, and missing knives, and all with multiple investigating officers all tripping over each other to get to an arrest. And yet Christie manages to wrap it all up tidily by the end in a completely satisfying way. One last thing. I think this book needs a different title because really it has actually nothing to do with golf. So if you like complex plots, betrayal, competing detectives, foolish men and acts of love, I recommend The Murder on the Lynx by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.